This gospel is just filled with some beautiful imagery, and I was really struggling this week to figure out which thing I wanted to focus on. And yet, there is a phrase that kind of stood out to me that made me think of Bartimaeus' journey as we hear in the gospel. And this phrase is faith seeking and understanding. And it was a phrase that first came from St. Anselm of Canterbury, but very quickly became adopted by the church and made kind of our motto. So, and it's a reminder to us that while we have faith, we are always seeking to understand our faith more fully. And I think that Bartimaeus in our gospel shows us practically what this looks like and the process that happens as we go through this. I think he gives us a guide even to in our own life to follow. And so I kind of want to, it's almost like a case study, go through this story of Bartimaeus and go see how it follows this trend of that phrase, faith seeking understanding, and see how Bartimaeus goes through it himself and then how we go through that as well. And so first, let's start with faith, that first word. And faith is one of those words that we use and hear a lot, but we don't often stop to think about what it means, especially what does it mean for us as an individual. We may say that, you know, faith means to believe, but what does that mean even? And so what does faith mean, and what does it mean to have faith? Now, I personally like examples of something before trying to define it, and our friend Bartimaeus in the gospel provides a perfect one. As we hear in the gospel, in this about halfway through the gospel, we hear of Bartimaeus calling out to Jesus, and then Jesus tells the people around him to call him. And it says, they called the blind man, saying to him, take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Now here we see that it is God who is in the details. And this sequence of events is really amazing. For at this point, when Jesus calls Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus is still blind. And so we really see this beautiful moment of courage from Bartimaeus, that the Lord calls him to himself, and Bartimaeus is blind. He doesn't know where Jesus is. He hears that he's in the area and passing by, but he can't see him. And all he knows, though, is that Jesus is calling to him. And what does he do? He springs up and he goes. It's amazing to think about just that moment of this man who is blind and cannot see, springs up and runs to the one who is calling to him. Now, to add to this amazement, it says that he leaves his cloak behind. And again, this detail may seem insignificant, and yet Bartimaeus, being blind, this was a pretty important item. It was something that would keep him nice and warm on the roadside as he begged. And now being blind, leaving it behind, there's a chance he's not going to find this cloak ever again. He can't see. He's leaving it behind in his haste to see Jesus. And so we see this moment of incredible courage of Bartimaeus to spring up, leave his possession behind, to go to the one calling him. And in these details, we learn what faith is. The courage to go to Jesus even when we ourselves are blind. To jump up and run to him even we don't fully see where we're going. To go to Jesus as our loved one is suffering from a long and terrible illness and we can't possibly see what good is coming from it. To go to Jesus as we keep falling again and again into the same sin and the same habits, and we can't ever see how we will ever be free of it. Or even just in our life, to go to Jesus when we don't know where we're going in life, where he is calling us, and yet we spring up and go to him. That is faith. the faith of Bartimaeus, the courage to spring up and go to Jesus even while we are blind. As we see with Bartimaeus, this notion of throwing the cloak away becomes significant for ourselves as well. For it shows us that to have faith means that we have to leave something behind, something from our previous life. It would have been, after all, easier for Bartimaeus to kind of stay wrapped up nice and warm in this cloak, and yet he cast it aside to go to Jesus. I think this is a beautiful reflection for ourselves of considering what is the cloak we are tempted to wrap ourselves with in regards to our faith that's holding us back from jumping up and following the Lord. Is it the cloak of fear, of that fear of being blind and not knowing where the Lord is leading us, and so we stay huddled in that cloak? Maybe it's the cloak of comfort, that we know we're going to have to leave some of these comforts behind if we are to go to Jesus. And so we see that in order to have faith, we must have the courage to jump up and go to the Lord even when we cannot see, and also leave that cloak behind us. Okay, so that is what it means to have faith. Let's move on to the second part, faith seeking understanding, and see this second word of seeking. Now this one is a bit more straightforward and comes from the very lips of Bartimaeus himself, when he simply says, "Master, I want to see." To seek, then, is to ask or to have our eyes opened and to seek that sight. And I think specifically for ourselves, thinking of it as the eyes of our mind and also the eyes of our heart. To say like Bartimaeus, "Master, the eyes of my mind are blind. I have a really hard time with this teaching or theology of the church. And so open my eyes to study and learn what this is really saying, that I may see clearly. Help me seek the answer." Or, "Jesus, the eyes of my heart are blind. I do not see you in all of those that I encounter. In fact, I find myself judging others in my blindness. Open the eyes of my heart so that I may see you in every person that I encounter." And so we see that to seek is to ask that our eyes may be opened. Faith seeking understanding. But again, we have that cloak that we must cast aside even when we are seeking. Maybe it's that cloak of our opinion of what we think the teaching or theology should be. We must leave that behind for the churches. Maybe we have to leave the cloak of our prejudice behind so we may see Christ in each person that we encounter. Finally, in this threefold motto, we have understanding. And this is found in actually my favorite detail of gospel, which after hearing this story over and over again, I'd never noticed this, so it's my favorite part, where we hear that Jesus said, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." And immediately Bartimaeus received his sight and followed him on the way. I love this because Jesus tells Bartimaeus, he says, "Okay, you had the faith to follow even when you were blind, and you sought to have your blindness go away and to see. Now you can go your way. You're free to choose which direction you go." And so Jesus is telling Bartimaeus, you're free to go as you wish, which is actually pretty amazing, because if we would think of being healed, Jesus would say, "Okay, now I want you to do this for me, now that I've healed you." Yet he doesn't. He says, "Bartimaeus, you can choose to go where you want." And we hear Bartimaeus' response. He followed Jesus on the way. It's beautiful because it just shows that to really understand is to know that Jesus' way is the way. After all, Bartimaeus could have gone back to that cloak he had cast aside, put it on, and started any life that he wanted. He was free from his blindness. And yet in his freedom, he grew to understand and have the faith that Jesus was the way, what he truly wanted in his life. And so Jesus' way became his way, one and the same. You know, sometimes, though, it can feel like we have to give up our way to follow Jesus. It's like, I really want to go this way, Lord. I don't want to go this way, the way that you are leading. And yet sometimes we make it into a should. Well, I should follow Jesus. So that means I have to give up what I really want to just do what Jesus wants. Yeah, we see with Bartimaeus that true understanding is recognizing and realizing that Jesus' way is what we truly want, and that following him will fulfill our every desire, and to realize that every other way we could go would just lead us back to blindness. And so to understand is to have the freedom to go our way, and yet to choose to follow Jesus on his. And so we see this beautiful culmination of Bartimaeus going through faith, seeking understanding. And it's such an invitation for us, which is a lifelong journey, to truly be like Bartimaeus and have the faith to follow Jesus when we are blind, to seek him and ask him to see, and yet to have the understanding to follow him on the way. And so may we have the faith of Bartimaeus, the seeking of Bartimaeus, and the understanding of Bartimaeus.